My name is Leslie Lewis. I've been the U.S. coordinator for SAFE, which stands for Sub-Saharan Africa Family Enrichment, and Go-Go Grandmothers here in the United States for about 13 years. Because I was aware of some of your material and we were working in many villages, all of our villages have no electricity and many are hard to access. I had thought about the Sabres and taking them over, and also your Look, Listen, and Learn books that went with them. And about that same time, you had a group that was partnering with you called Songs for Saplings. And because a lot of the reason I wanted to use your Sabres at the time was to work with children, I thought, well, let's put some of those songs on the Sabres, and they would pair up with some Bible banners, 10 Bible banners that we have had made for our community-based child care centers that teach the Word of God and stories about Jesus to the children in our community-based child care centers. So we match some of the songs on those Sabres to some of those banners, both in English and in Chichewa. And then later, I took over, I don't remember now, maybe 20 of the Sabres, and visited villages, giving them out, not being able to spend a lot of time there, showing how to wind them up and all of that left. And really, it was a long time till I really heard whether they were going to work. But I have had feedback now in seeing pictures of some songs children are singing, and I thought, those are the songs that we sent over. So when I asked questions about this, our staff explained that the caregivers were using those at home, learning the songs, and then bringing them to the children at the appropriate time as they were teaching the Bible banner lessons. So I saw that God had a whole other way of using them than I thought, of just sitting a group of children around a saber, listening to it and trying to, you know, work those into a lesson. And God had a way that he is using those very fruitfully. And then another surprise I had was in the Kachindamoto, which is a very large village area. Michael is our supervisor there, and he is the one who I found out has been using the Saber with a Look, Listen, and Learn in different discipleship situations with the youth and with the chiefs and with anyone else that he can get to into a group. And it was actually on his Jesus Film report. He also has a backpack that we provided him with where he can show the Jesus Film and do it easily with a big screen. So he was giving this report. This quarter, July through September 2018, we've established 10 Bible study groups as a piloting group for these reasons, to let people share, discuss, and ask questions on issues that they don't know, and to let God change their ideas so that people can reach to their spiritual maturity, and to let the Holy Spirit develop them in them self-control. We plan to train 50 leaders of the 10 Bible study groups who can then lead other groups. And I know that Michael is going to be using the Look, Listen, and Learn materials that I hope to get over to him to help with some of these groups that he is using in these discipleship of these both young people and older people who have come to know Christ through the Jesus I'm showing. So it's another way that we partner, we work together with so many different other people who have developed materials that are so helpful and can be used in situations where, especially there's not electricity, there's not other ways to often quickly disseminate the Word of God and make it able to be passed on from generation to generation, really, and from group to group, that it really gives it a way to hold its truth and its content and its ability to pass on the Word of God in really effective ways. This is the wonderful story of how Go-Go Grandmothers partners with Global Recordings Network, telling the story of Jesus in every lineage.